Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
You're tuned to the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk. With your host, Todd McCluskey. On CJSF 90.1 FM.
From the top today, the longest-running all-female rock band still active after more than 40 years. Tagged as punk-tinged metal, this is Girl School on the Blurred Crusade.
Down.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you're listening to the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. A beautiful day up here at SFU, a great day for punk rock. We finished off there with a Necking out of Vancouver and the track No Playtime from 2019's Cut Your Teeth. And we started the show today with Girls School and a song called The Hunter from Hit and Run 1981. Girls School formed in London, England, 1978, considered as the new wave of the British heavy metal scene. Lots of personnel changes, but still going strong 40 plus years later. And then slab dab in the middle from London as well, we had the Slits and the old Marvin Gaye track. I heard it through the grapevine from a compilation I picked up in Toronto, the compilation called We Do 'Em Our Way from 1979. The Slits supported The Clash in 1976 on their 1977 White Riot Tour.
Studio 6, CGSS Video Series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
So, who are you?
That's a question.
Interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
We weren't very good at keeping it a secret.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities. Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Noise of Carpet explores 1990s indie classics, recently exhumed underground gems, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too on CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.
Of course, Mr. Mike Shepherd up at the top of the hour with Noise of Carpet. But right now we have Vancouver's Death Sentence, formed in 1984, one of the most volatile forces of Canada's second wave of hardcore punk.
Gasoline bomb in the earth. This is Thurston. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby. Yeah, I'll keep listening.
Talking about Barbara. Talking about Barbara. Talking about Barbara.
This is the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk superset there. We started off with Death Sentence from 2009 and the track In Flames. And then we slid into Super Distorter from 2022 from their EP Commodore Janitor. We heard Terminal City. I was looking on Facebook a couple nights ago, and Rumblin' Ryan, guitar vocals for Super Distorter, is looking for a gig in Van City March 14th. So if you've got any ideas for him, you can DM him on Facebook at Rumblin' Ryan Thompson, T-H-O-M-S-O-N. See if you can hook him up with a gig for March 14th in Vancouver. And then we got into the Modernettes from 1980, a super track called Barber from Teen City. I remember the Modernettes. They played my senior high, Burnaby North, circa 1981-82. And I'm going to send that one out to my buddy Mike in Maple Ridge. That's coming to you on vinyl. I do have it right here, looking at the cover. Actually, the back cover, and noticing that it was put out by Quintessence Records and featured Buck Cherry on guitar and vocals, Mary Jo Kopechne on bass and vocals, and John Mac Adams on drums and vocals, produced by Bob Rock and Ted Thomas at Little Mountain Sound in Vancouver. And then we ended up with my band, Social Outcasts, and the track The Corporation from Beneath the Sleeping City, Volume 1 on Blue Vinyl. And you can check out all our goodies at Social Outcast Vancouver on YouTube. And please like and subscribe. Coming up right now, we got some Joy Division on the way, Interpol, and a band that recently won a Grammy for Best Alternative Album from the album Songs of a Lost World, the track All I Ever Am. This is The Cure on Blurred. We'll be right back.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Their debut, 1979, and the album Unknown Pleasures direct you on vinyl. We had Joy Division and Disorder on the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. And then in the middle, we had Interpol, originally released 2002. That was a 2012 remaster of Obstacle One from the album Turn on the Bright Lights. And we started the set off with The Cure, All I Ever Am, from Songs of a Lost World. As I mentioned, The Cure recently won their first Grammy, 2026. Unfortunately, they were absent from the event to attend their bandmate Perry Belmonte's funeral. Right now, we're going to head to Osaka, Japan. This is a Shonen Knife on The Blurred Crusade.
What does it for?
CJSF.ca.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Yeah, in a set inspired by the Ramones, we started off with Shonen Knife and Ramones Forever. Shonen Knife, also known as the Osaka Ramones. Just checking out their website, which is mostly in Japanese, so I'm not sure on the comprehension from my part, but it looks like they are going to have a U.S. tour July and August of 2026. No Vancouver date, but hoping. It looks like they're hitting some cities that are getting pretty close to BC, so keeping my fingers crossed for the Osaka Ramones coming to Vancouver sometime this summer. And then we had the Ramones and Cretin Hop from Rocket to Russia 1977. And then we finished off with Motorhead and the track Ramones from the album 1916.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In 2024, Hugh Stafford, an ecologist at the University of California, Davis, went backpacking in the Sierra Nevada. On Mount Kaweah, at about 12,000 feet, he stopped to take in the view. He saw lodgepole and foxtail pines.
And then I saw something else, and I thought, wait a minute, there's no way. And I walk over, and it was a Jeffrey pine.
In the Sierra Nevada, Jeffrey pines typically grow at elevations from 6,000 to 9,000 feet. But as the climate warms, scientists expect they'll be able to survive at higher elevations. It's too soon to know if Safford's discovery is part of that trend, but he's since found multiple Jeffrey Pines above 12,000 feet. The seeds were likely carried there by a bird called the Clark's Nutcracker. Safford says in the past the seeds would probably have failed to germinate. But as temperatures rise, seeds stashed at higher elevations may have a greater chance to sprout. The trees Safford found have no cones, so they will not reproduce.
Clearly, they're right on the edge of where they can survive.
But the discovery is a sign of a changing ecosystem, and researchers are working to understand what it means for the future of these trees in a warmer world. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
We're going to hit some brand new stuff now from the album I Am Not All Right. This is The Punk Tourists on The Blurred Crusade. brand new stuff from the Punk Tourists here on the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. And that track was called They Don't Pay Support Bands from I'm Not All Right 2025. Of course, Mike Shepard is in here next with the fantabulous show Noise of Carpet. I will see you again next Wednesday at high noon. And of course, check out all my podcasts anytime at cgsf.ca. And as well, we have our podcasts, our repeat program every Thursday night at the stroke of midnight, again, at cgsf.ca, and also always at 90.1 FM. I'll see you next Wednesday. Adios.
You've been listening to the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk, on CJSF 90.1 FM. With your host, Todd McCluskey. Join us again next week for more Blurred Memories.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.